League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
As everybody knows, the Houston Dash in action this weekend against the Washington Spirit. They are really solid in a playoff position. This could be first time ever they get to the playoffs. It's been an outstanding season, and no better person to visit with than the gold medalist from Canada and excellent midfielder, Sophie Schmidt. Sophie, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it.
I think you're one of my most, when it comes to Dash players, I think we've had a few. We did a little TV together, you and me, a couple times. It's good stuff. All right. I want to get you right into a question off the top here. Just what is different with the Houston Dash now?
We're winning. I think we're playing great football. We are confident, and I think, you know, we're grinding it out, and we're getting some of the results that we wouldn't have last year. And I think we're the biggest asset, I think, for us is just keeping balls out of the net, goals against, give ourselves an opportunity to at least tie, if not win a game.
Do you get the sense you're having a little bit more fun playing the game? There's maybe a little bit more freedom?
Absolutely. I think some of the players that have joined the team this year have been an absolute asset. They're playing phenomenally, you know, just adding something different. And I think just the way it's all coming together. I don't think it's perfect yet, which is good. We don't want to be flying at our best at this point in the season, but I think we're getting close, and there's better things to come from the players and the connections. And I think Juan coming in has really made a positive impact on this team.
We're going to get to Juan in a second. We're talking to Sophie Schmidt, by the way, Canadian gold medalist. We all were so excited when you pulled off the gold medal, and back here in Houston, we're fortunate to be able to watch her every other week. Let's talk about a new signing, because fresh signings can bring fresh energy. Ebony Salmon, not only from the perspective of freshening things up, but also from maybe some of the different types of balls even you are capable of playing with the type of player she is.
Yeah, she's an exciting addition. Absolutely. I didn't know what to expect, but she's been just flying high since the day she arrived. She's just an absolute finisher in front of the goal, and just the pace and speed and the different types of runs she provides behind defenses, and the threat that she is just adds a different element to our game. And I think that we've been able to capitalize, and I love it. I love being able to play perfect balls to her on a dime and her get on the end of them. She makes me look good, you know?
Well, you know, you got that range of passing like Hector Herrera on the Dynamo. So we know you can put one in behind the defense. So it's an exciting additional option. I want to take you back to the OL Reign game, because having called that game, I said this at the end of the game. This is one of the most significant wins in the history of the franchise. That may be over the top in your opinion. I don't know. But that comeback to me was an extremely special moment and one to put a circle around in this season.
Yeah, absolutely. That was huge for us, those 3 points on the road especially. And I think it's just a testament to the team that we are. It speaks to the grittiness of our performances and just that we never back down. And I think in the past, those games would have been lost and we would have let them get out of hand. And this team, we have so many threats and so much potential going forward that even if we do get one scored on, we know that we have the talent to get it back.
It's been a bit of a strange season with the coaching carousel. I mean, that can't be easy on any player. Coaching changes, lots of things, dynamics change. Just maybe address that a little bit about how that's been. I mean, it's obviously ending up in a very good place here, but you know, just what has that kind of meant to you guys mentally as players?
Yeah, I'm so proud of this group. It's never easy to go through that transition and the way it did. And I think it's just, yeah, kudos to the players in the group that we have here. We rallied, we leaned on each other. And I think Sarah, you know, in the interim period there, did a really good job of just keeping attitudes really positive, high, just making sure that the energy was there. And so I think it's just if you have quality, good people that are talented, I think it's the quality and the good people that shines through the most during those tough moments. And we have a good bunch here at the Dash.
And how about you? I mean, at this stage of your career, I think a lot of people lean on you for leadership, not only probably vocally, but also simply by the way you play. You've always carried yourself as such a professional. I mean, I think anybody, you got to be pretty much have your eyes closed not to see that. At this stage of your career, how much of this is about helping, guiding, mentoring others?
It's huge. I definitely see myself as a leadership a role on this team. I'm definitely not a vocal leader, but I do lead by example. And I think during those periods of turmoil, for me, it's just being calm and providing that calmness to the people who are potentially freaking out or have questions or there's doubt, or it's just like being that rock and that just calming the storm and giving those younger players some guidance. And just if they look over and be like, well, Sophie's not freaking out, she's doing this or doing that, and they're like, okay, like it's gonna be okay. So I think it's just using my strengths and trying to provide the team what I can in those moments where they need me.
You as players, I mean, with the investment from Ted Siegel, Jessica O'Neill coming in, I mean, you must feel more valued now, and you must feel you're getting additional resources to compete, to try and win an NWSL championship.
Absolutely. I think it's a balance playing off of one each other. We're feeding off of one another. And I think when we feel loved and supported, it shows and shines through on the soccer field as well. And so, you know, the Dash is doing a great job, and Ted, just the influence he's had so far is tremendous. And I think the future is bright.
What are some of the small things that make a difference to all of you as players that have improved?
I think it's just the day-to-day functioning of the club. And I think we're getting a GM as well, hiring soon. So that'll be important. Just knowing that there's like a feedback system in place, something as simple as, you know, having the option of having breakfast here or like a chef meal every once in a while. It goes a long way in terms of taking care of us as players and making sure that we're getting the best out of ourselves day in, day out.
All right. You being a part of the Olympics, winning a gold medal for Canada, these big international games always get a lot of attention. We just come off the Euros, which got a lot of attention. I can only see this as a, you know, all boats rise with the tide moment after witnessing what happened in the Euros with your ex-teammate, Rachel Daly.
Yeah, I mean, what a moment for women's soccer. And I'm so happy and excited for Rach. She's got a bright future ahead of her. But yeah, the women's soccer landscape is changing for the better globally, and it's so exciting to see. And I think we're just going to continue to see the growth of the game, especially here. There's just so much excitement and buzz around the players and the game and the growth. And I think the more eyes we get on us, it's only going to expedite that process. So, yeah.
Talking to Sophie Schmidt, midfielder for the Houston Dash, they will take on the Washington Spirit this weekend. By the way, that's on local TV, AT&T Sportsnet. So you can catch that game there. Better yet, though, I would go out live and get to the stadium and watch this team right now. This is becoming a historic season. I don't think there's any question when you talk about that. Okay, you're coming off a loss, though, to San Diego. You know, there is such a thing as a timely loss that brings things out. How was this a timely loss, if it was?
I would prefer for not a timely loss. No, but it's just, I think it's, you know, it's important. I think the saying is you learn more from the failures. And so I think it's given us a time to just really go internally and be like, okay, what can we really do better? Because I don't think we played a poor game. We could have won that game. We just didn't capitalize. And so I think it's just, you know, bringing us down a notch, making sure we're level-headed heading into this last little stretch of the season. And there's just so many positives still that moving forward, we just got to fine tune and refine for these last little bit. But I think it's just making sure that, you know, we don't get too down on ourselves, because in the grand scheme of things, we're doing really, really well. And we need to just continue that positivity and that attitude and momentum.
Juan Carlos Amoros, obviously a real personality, incredibly passionate in the interviews I've done with him. Yes, it's a small sample size, but he's obviously come in and fine-tuned a few things. Can you take us into that a little bit and what type of manager he is and why he's getting such a tremendous reaction from everybody?
Yeah, his passion for the game, he just exudes it in all aspects. He loves it. He's very detail oriented. Like if you pass the ball to the wrong foot, he gets all like worked up about it. And so I think that's good for us and our team, is that, you know, there's very specific things that we can focus on and pay attention to. And then in terms of the team, we're doing very, like a lot more unit work, specifically delving into that and just making sure that we're getting the best out of each other. And then blowing that up into the bigger picture. But yeah, I think it's just, he's also just, yeah, it's the energy, the passion, and then also just goal oriented. Like for this last month, he had a goal of how many points we wanted to get out of the certain stretch of games. And so it's like very clear, very driven, you know what he wants and what he expects.
If I was in that locker room at halftime in Seattle, and I don't want you to give away all the trade secrets, but maybe take us behind the curtain a little bit as to what that halftime talk was like.
Oh gosh, I'm so bad at remembering games.
Well, you won. You remember that, I know.
Yeah. I think it was just, he doesn't get worked up. He doesn't get mad, doesn't get angry. And so it's just the positive, making sure, like, he basically says what we know, we already know about ourselves, and just breaking it down, basic simples, and just, yeah. To be honest,
you totally flipped that game, though. You totally flipped that game. And the first 45 minutes, it really was all OL Reign. And, you know, we set this up on television as, okay, can there be a response here? And I mean, lo and behold, you guys come out, you put them under pressure, you score two goals. I mean, it really is pretty incredible. And, you know, you often say to yourself, just how does this happen? What inspires a team to do this? And the way you flipped that game was pretty amazing, I thought.
Yeah, I think it's part coach, but also it comes from the players. We knew that we had a bad first half, and we were playing scared, and we didn't have anything to be afraid of. So, yeah.
That might have been what I was looking for. We were playing scared because you didn't even get into their final third much in the first half. And then all of a sudden you're just, you know, they're in chaos. So spectacular comeback, that 2-1 win against OL Reign. You are someone who is very up with all the players in the league with your institutional knowledge. Caprice Tedesco, who I actually called her UCLA national championship win. What a pickup she is.
Yeah, I'm excited to have her join our team and see what she can bring to the Dash. We're picking up great players all over the place.
Competitiveness in practice obviously has to be going up. The quotient has to go up with the likes of Ebony and Caprice coming in.
Absolutely. They drive the standard, just the quality of the play that they have. And I think if you're at this level and you're competing to play day in, day out, you're a competitive person through and through. So always wanting to win. And I think that's every player on this team almost to a fault. So sometimes we've got to be like, whoa, you guys need to chill a little bit, take it down a notch. But definitely competition runs.
Do you think this is the most competition you've ever felt in training as a player on the Houston Dash?
I think so, for sure. And just like even for the competition for spots and playing time, and, you know, players are playing well, but subs that come on and making an impact, they're also playing well. And there's girls that had amazing stints while we were away with the national team. So I think having that competitive environment with starters and non-starters is a healthy relationship to have. And it's only going to, benefit us down the line.
Sophie Schmidt joining us. Last question. We'll let you go, Sophie. Thank you so much for coming on the radio program tonight here. Soccer Matters presented by John Daspit. Washington Spirit record's going to be something that you're not that wowed with, yet we know it's the NWSL and anything can happen. Tell us a little bit about what you think about the Washington Spirit. Of course, they just picked up Mark Krikorian as a GM and kind of a technical director. So we would expect a shakeup there, but some thoughts on Washington Spirit.
Yeah, well, we know for ourselves going through that coaching transition can be a shakeup, as you've said, but it also just motivates players that, you know, to prove themselves. You never know what's going to happen. So to expect the unexpected. They're definitely going to come out flying. They've been our Achilles heel in the past. So we know that we need to be at our best. But I think that's something Juan has done a really good job of, is not so much focusing on the opposition, but really making sure that we nail our game plan and how we play. Because when we fire on all cylinders. It doesn't matter who we're playing. We're going to be a threat and be unstoppable. And so, yes, Washington's a good team and we will be wary, but I think we need to focus on ourselves and make sure we get that right first.
Sophie, thank you so much for your time. Look forward to watching you this weekend against the Washington Spirit. Dash in action against them on AT&T Sportsnet. Sophie, as always, thank you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.